Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
I recently saw some numbers related to hurricane damage and cost. And, you know, we just had the Sarah that completely broke up, but did come, it coming to the Tampa Bay area and across there. It's nothing but a very light rain. But if it was the real thing, boy, oh, boy, we could have got hit again. So have you gotten some dollar amounts on this hurricane damage as we've assessed it so far agriculturally?
Sure. No, wait. Well, yeah, agriculturally, if you think about, we've had three in the last, 60 days, 90 days, and collectively it's probably between $2 and $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Of cost to our agriculture industry, which is a major hit. And unfortunately, Bob, the saddest part is that generally if we have a farm bill in place, which we have not had one in 2 years now, then you have resources coming down from the federal government to help farmers recover. And unfortunately, it's the smaller farmers that end up getting hurt the worst. The larger farmers generally have access to capital or have capital and can get by until the aid comes. The smaller farmers get hurt the worst. And I know we're trying to really make sure that we take care of our smaller farmers at a state level. And we have done a lot of things to do that. We've got the 0% interest loans. We've got a grant program. We got cost share programs. We've used our state resources to go in and clean things up in some cases. But the reality is we need the federal government to bring its full weight and help these small farmers. All farmers, I say small, all farmers, but especially the small farmers. They cannot wait 18 months or 36 months to get resources and capital to be able to continue their business. But I will tell you, there's a lot of bright spots. You know, Milton came right across Hillsborough County and really put a big dent into our strawberry industry this year. It's over $1 billion a year economic impact in that area of the state. It's been replanted. I think we're going to have a bumper crop this year. I think the farmers are very resilient as they are. And I think we're going to have a bumper crop there and have a great season now. And those farmers are looking forward to it. But it did cost them 1.5 to 2 times as much to prepare the ground for their crop because they had it prepared, and then they had to re-prepare it in a lot of cases, you know, after Milton come through. And so, anyways, we are recovering, and there's a lot of generous people in this, not only in this state but around the country, that have been very helpful to all communities, but I would say especially our farming communities.
I have to ask you, I know that you're a big proponent for the, you know, for the family farms, and you've worked on things to try to save and preserve those things. But, I mean, is the future bleak for the family farm? It seems like so many are going to the corporate things. And as you even said, look, they can come back from storms and damage much faster, whereas, you know, the family farmer is usually going to need some help. And the government, unfortunately, is very slow to react.
That's right. Well, the biggest thing we're doing, I believe, we're doing a lot of things to preserve family farms. You know, we're legislatively, we're getting out of the way of farmers in a lot of ways, banning fake meat, making sure we're protecting our consumers. Fresh from Florida is a big deal to help protect our farmers. But I would say the thing that's going to last 500 years, 1,000 years in perpetuity is our rural and family lands program. And we've talked about it many times on your show. You know, I was the champion during my Senate presidency for the wildlife corridor, which, by the way, we just put the first marker up down in the Naples area for. You'll start seeing those markers around the state. And the wildlife corridor, Bob, is simply Google a map of the state of Florida at nighttime. You'll see all the beautiful lights. Everywhere it's dark on that map is where animals traverse the state. It's where the aquifer gets recharged. And it's where farmers grow your food. And so the Rural and Family Lands Protection Act under the Department of Agriculture, under my department, we buy development rights from farmers, and they maintain the ownership of that land. They have to maintain the land itself using best management practices to manage their land. They continue it in production agriculture, and I think it's the best deal for the taxpayer. We certainly are doing as much of that as possible. We've doubled in the last year. We went from 60,000 acres protected to well over 120,000 acres protected. We're going to be working with the legislature. We had yesterday the presiding officers were sworn in, the new Senate president, Ben Albritton, and House Speaker Danny Perez. Both of them are champions of agriculture. Both of them are champions of the wildlife corridor. And so I'm hoping to get a few more resources this year to continue to buy those development rights within that wildlife corridor slash, you know, from agriculture. And that's the way we're going to protect our future, because as long as we have a strong agriculture industry, we can feed ourselves. As long as we have that strong wildlife corridor, not only will animals be able to traverse the state, but our aquifer will recharge. And I think that's one of the leading, that is going to be the most important thing over the next 20 or 30 years to make sure we get that right to preserve the quality of life we've come to assume in the state of Florida.
Maybe I watch too much TV, maybe too much Yellowstone, but I'm concerned about the future of cattle farming as well. They make it sound like the end is near. What are your thoughts? Because I know that's hugely important for Florida.
It is hugely important. And our cattle farms are thriving in the state of Florida. Again, we banned the sale of fake meat or the production of fake meat here in the state of Florida last year. I don't know how ridiculous that is. There are some people in this country and state that believe that you have to get rid of about half of your cattle industry to be net zero by 2035 or 2050, just pick your date. And I'm thinking we've got another billion mouths to feed probably 20 years from now in this planet. And we're going to do it without half of our cattle industry. So we have a very thriving cattle industry in the state of Florida. We're one of the top states for beef production. We have nearly 1 million head of cattle in the state of Florida. And by the way, the wildlife corridor has a lot of ranches in it where you have a lot of cattle farms. And remember, you know, there's a couple of hashtags, but, you know, cows keep Florida green. When you see those large, expansive, you know, properties with cattle on it, that's our water recharge.
Yeah, recharge.
The reproduction, the wildlife corridor, where animals traverse the state, all the things we've been talking about. And it is very important that we continue to protect our beef industry. And it's very important, not as a subset of the agriculture in general, right? Agriculture is the second leading driver of the economy in this state. Over $200 billion a year of economic output. Over 2.5 million people went to work today in agriculture. So I think a lot of times we don't value it for the agriculture, you know, for the engine of the economy that it is, but we certainly need a farmer three times a day. Well, and so we're doing all we can to protect that way of life.
Well, and you've come a long way to inform people via the show, and I think everybody really appreciates it. And I say, hey, enjoy Wilton Simpson while you have him, because, you know, he might get kicked upstairs. He gets a call from incoming President Trump. You might have to spend some time up there in D.C.
Well, you know, you never know when one of those calls may come. You know, I really respect President Trump. I've been a big supporter of his, and he of mine. He endorsed me to be the Commissioner of Agriculture of the state of Florida before I got in the race. And he called me that day, and he said, "Mr. President," I said, "you haven't gotten the race yet." He said, "Well, Wilton, you know, who's going to run against you?" And I said, "Well, sir, I don't know." He said, "Well, we're 243-3. We'll, you know, kick the crap out of all of them." And he's been a dear friend. Susie Wiles has been a dear friend, his chief of staff, and I really care for both of them. And, you know, if you get that call from the president, I think you have to answer that call.
But don't forget us little people when you do rise to the top.
Yeah. Well, remember, my heart's in Florida, so that's I've lived here all my life. I'm a fifth generation Floridian, we'll see what the president does, but we'll see if that's on the menu.
In our hearts, Wilton Simpson will always be fresh from Florida. We always appreciate your time. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.